When I had done my pilgrimage in the four wayside public houses, I reached one of the great northern cities. And there I proceeded with great rapidity and complete inconsistency to a large and elaborate restaurant, where I knew I could get many other things beside bread and cheese. I could get that also, however, or at least I expected to get it. But I was sharply reminded that I had entered Babylon and left England behind. The waiter brought me cheese, indeed, but cheese cut up into contemptibly small pieces. And it is the awful act that instead of Christian bread, he brought me biscuits. Biscuits! To one who had eaten the cheese of four great countrysides, biscuits! To one who had proved anew for himself the sanctity of the ancient wedding between cheese and bread. I addressed the waiter in warm and moving terms. I asked him who he was that he should put asunder those whom humanity had joined. And I asked him if he did not feel, as an artist,
"Sit down, Mr. Lockhart and Mr. Hastings," she said in her authoritative voice. I could feel my cheeks starting to burn red. I really didn't want to have any extra chores assigned. "Mr. Burke informs me that you two decided to make quite the racket in the kitchen very late last night. Is this true?"
"No,"
I blurted out. She raised an eyebrow at me.
"Then why did he find you two there?"
"Danny set us up. He led Mr. Burke straight to us so we would get caught. He's the one that made the mess." I felt like I was on fire. I was that mad.
"So then, if that is true, why were you in the kitchen? How could Danny have made the mess, leave before you got there, and then get Mr. Burke?"
"It's easy."
She raised a finger.
"No more out of you. Sherrod? Any explanation?"
Sherrod was uncomfortable. He sat with his legs crossed, his arms folded, and his head pointed to the floor. Not once did he look up.
"Huh, it seems to me like your friend there doesn't want to lie for you, Mr. Hastings."
3 more days of walking, and they could see the edge of the dark forest. They found a river at the edge of the dark forest. Running to the river in joy, they drank deeply. Only to find out that the water was black.
Blech!
They spat out the water loudly. It had weakened them even further. That's why they didn't hear the shinobi closing in on them until an arrow flew into a tree right above Bergen's ear.
"Shinobi,"
whispered Bergen loudly. The shinobi were a secretive group of deadly ninjas, recruited from the ranks of the cutest, most harmless animals.